few months later, Sue decided to return to the school, but it was a hard life that was waiting for him. There was little food, and it rained all the time. Sue found it difficult to communicate with the students because their Putonghua was very poor. Also, they didn't know anything about the world outside their village. Most of them had never heard of computers or the internet and had never seen tall buildings. For the 22-year-old Sue, the biggest problem was the loneliness. His friends and family were far away, and he could not talk to them on the phone or write to them by mail too often. However, even though he was lonely and the conditions were hard, Sue did his best and helped the village children in many ways. They can now understand Putonghua and even speak a little English. He also helped the village to build two new classrooms.